Hello, hello, hello. This is Cortina Jackson, and welcome to What's on Cortina Jackson's Mind. On these podcasts, you never know what you're going to get. I am an author, so sometimes you'll get segments from my book, and sometimes you'll hear from other authors and about their projects as well. The topic can be various. We sometimes talk about sex, relationships. I'm a domestic violence survivor, so we'll hear from other people who've struggled with domestic violence and different types of abuse. Whatever we talk about, it's sure to be interesting, so I hope that you will join me and provide feedback and, tell me what you think of these episodes. Tonight, I bring you an opening to On Earth as It Is in Hell, fiction thriller written by yours truly. I hope you'll stick with me and enjoy. Stepping across hot lava and putrid, liquefied bodies, she carefully used the heads of screaming souls as stepping stones. Only the heads were visible, mouths wide open like a gaping abyss. The bodies sloshed together like a grotesque soup. The most terrifying fear and evil was felt to the core. The shrill cries and screams of millions of people was ear-splitting torture. The heat was inescapable, and it blistered the skin upon immediate contact. Soon, the skin would bubble up, and then it would begin to slough off in chunks. Moments later, it was completely melted off of the skeletal frame. Another soul to add to the stew. She was new to hell. Every step rendered her legs useless as they melted underneath her. Soon, she was no longer using heads as stepping stones as her body became fully submerged underneath the lava, just like the others. A demon suddenly emerged into this section of hell. The demon was called Master by the screaming souls. They would beg for him to let them out of the boiling inferno, but he would only laugh and mock them. He was very large, with wings that grew from his back. His mouth was large and crammed with razor-sharp teeth that still had remnants of torn flesh dangling from them. Flesh that had been gnawed off of a body only moments before. His eyes were solid black, like two pieces of cold polished steel, deep set in his head. His ears were large and pointed like the ears of a bat, and two horns projected from his forehead and curled back on his head. He was a ghastly beast that invoked spine-chilling fear on all who looked upon him. However, every demon looked more horrifying than the next. Some were creatures that did not look like anything of this world. They were monsters that could shapeshift into more menacing creatures than before. Some were half human and half animal. Still others had the appearance of ghouls or zombies, only they were not like the creatures of fiction. These were far scarier than anything created by man's interpretation. This place in hell was a menagerie of the most wicked and atrocious beings in existence. It was a frightening zoo, only with no bars to keep the animals at bay. Demons, both large and small, partook in merriments of all sorts. A demon would tear the hearts from the bodies that entered hell, eating the hearts ravenously as blood spurted from his mouth with each bite and ran profusely down his chin. Imps could be seen perched atop bodies, looking back and forth with a wild look in their reptilian eyes. Their shoulders were hunched over in a protective gait, growling as they protected their spoils, the guts from men, women, and children. They would dig their claws deep inside of the body cavity, ripping and tearing the flesh as they stuffed the entrails into their mouths greedily. Still other large demons tortured souls in hell by wrapping their serpent-like bodies around the wailing souls, squeezing them until their internal organs burst. Blood and body fluids would fill their throats and would gush out with a projectile vomit. All of the demons lacked remorse. There was no sympathy, no soul, only emptiness and an absolute loathing for people. The demon known as Master stepped through the hot boiling inferno, crushing and smothering everything underneath his clawed feet. A maniacal grin slowly peeled across his evil lips, parting them to reveal his pointed, razor-sharp teeth. His sinister gaze was nightmarish, was cold and unwavering as he said nothing. If the eyes are the windows to the soul, then his stare was an empty, abysmal reflection of pure, terrifying evil. He stared at the soul that joined the others in their gut-wrenching pleads for mercy. Finally, he spoke. Every word bore the heavy burden of a stifling stench that would make knees buckle and stomachs churn, begging for relief. His large black eyes narrowed as he spoke to the weary soul. If I let you out, will you bring more souls to me?
I will do anything you want. Just let me out of here, she pleaded.
I will make you beautiful and alluring. No one will be able to resist you. You will be famous. Everyone will know your name. You will cause many men to lust for you and fall to temptation. If you do not, you will be brought back here, and my foot will fully submerge you underneath this fiery cesspool for eternity.
The soul of the woman spoke.
I will go, Master, and I will bring them to you.
Suddenly, the melted frame of this woman began to take form. Blood vessels slowly emerged and began filling with blood. Skin covered the frame, and this woman became a living, breathing soul again. She stood before the demon and looked around. She noticed that there were thousands of other people going through the same process.
You all have an assignment, the demon spoke. Go to the earth with your positions of power. You must work to destroy the people on earth. You must do whatever it takes. Make them fail. Make them enjoy their sins. Make them obey Satan and bring them to me.
All of a sudden, Satan himself appeared. He was very large, and he stood high above everyone in the underworld. Each word that he spoke was heavily clothed with a demented, guttural growl that shook hell. All of the souls, demons, imps, ghosts, and creatures cowered in fear.
Our time is near you. You who have the privilege of being assigned to Earth must not fail. If you do, you will experience inexplicable pain from excruciating torture and torment for all of eternity.
Satan's words spewed from his mouth like acid, burning deep within the souls, inflicting terror that exceeded the torture that they were already experiencing.
Master and the other head demons worked expeditiously to open up the many portals that led from the pits of hell to the earth.
There were portals for miles and miles that opened up onto various places on earth. Portals that opened into homes, schools, churches, and jobs. There are portals that led to record companies and movie sets, and other portals that led to entertainment venues and political offices.
Satan spoke again, overpowering the tormented souls with their vociferous cries of agony that roared like the sound of a rushing incinerator. Now go and deceive everyone. Go to every home. Enter into every heart and leave no stone unturned. No one will be immune to my power. Do on earth as it is in hell. Thank you for listening. That was an introduction into On Earth as It Is in Hell. As we move throughout the book, you will notice as a setup that this was the evil that was intended for the people on earth. And now we will begin to delve into the life of Clara, a woman, beautiful woman, so much potential. But she stopped believing in God a long time ago due to his lack of intervention in her life when she was already going through what she felt was hell on earth. I hope you enjoyed tonight's introduction and will join me for chapter one of On Earth as It Is in Hell. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to having you again. You can purchase the book right now if you go to www.cortinajackson.com. That's C-O-R-T-I-N-A, www.cortinajackson.com. Make sure you follow me on all of my social media. I'm on Facebook. If you type in On Earth as It Is in Hell, you'll see the cover of my book and you can join me there. Or you can join my personal page at Cortina Jackson. I don't mind. I love new friends. I'm also on Instagram at Miss Tina_the writer. That's M-I-S-S, Miss Tina_the writer. I'm on LinkedIn at Cortina Jackson. And you can also find me at Twitter at Tina_the writer. For more videos, you can follow me on my YouTube channel. Again, type in Cortina Jackson. You'll see a picture of me in a nice purple garb. Join me there. I love meeting new people. Tell me what you think. Definitely go to my website. And if you'd love to hear more, go ahead and make sure you purchase the book. And also my second book, The Sounds of Silence Are the Loudest, a book about a serial killer. If you want to follow along or read ahead, make sure you go ahead and purchase those books. And also, I am the co-host on a Sirius XM radio station called Live Your Best Life. You can find that on Sirius XM 167 with the host Shay Owens and co-host Mario Choice and myself as we discuss various topics. If you join us there, you can also be heard on Sirius XM radio. So I hope that you will go to www.coachingbtw.com if you would like to book yourself on one of our shows to be heard by millions. Thank you again for listening, and I can't wait till you join me again. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day.